Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Titans going through OTAs. Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur joins us now. Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. NBA Finals Game 3 is tonight. You all in on that?
I had no idea, to be honest with you.
You're an all football, all the time kind of guy, huh?
It is. It's been a long but fun offseason thus far.
How are your first NFL offensive coordinating OTAs going?
Well, it's not my first one. I was in LA too.
Oh, right.
First as a play caller, though.
Yes,
no, it's been going well. A lot of learning been taking place by both players and coaches. So.
Yes.
It's been a good progress. I feel like we've made good progress, and we're just, continuing to chop away each and every day.
How much tape did you watch of these guys before you got out there?
I watched a good amount, going through, the interview process and whatnot. So I had a pretty good idea of what this roster was all about. And, I don't think you truly know everything until you start working with guys. But, these guys, they're an impressive group in terms of just their enthusiasm and their attention to detail, and they come to work each and every day.
You mentioned the Rams. How does a team go from last in scoring offense to first in scoring offense in the NFL in one season? That was so dramatic.
That's a great question. There were some pieces in place there. You had the running back and Todd Gurley, and then there was a lot of additions in terms of, they added Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Sammy Watkins, and then just really the development of Jared Goff was absolutely critical. And, so I think there were a lot of factors. And, I was fortunate to work with a guy like Sean McVay and the rest of that staff there. They're very good football coaches. So I think, you look at Sean's track record as a play caller in Washington, they always had extremely explosive offenses. And I think there was many factors that kind of played a role into it.
Matt LaFleur with us, Titans offensive coordinator.
You were asked about the very first time you spoke to us, you said, I want to get to know Marcus Mariota. I'd like to talk to him. I'd like to get to know kind of plays he likes, what his strengths and weaknesses are. I'll watch video on him, and then we'll build something that we feel like best suits, his talent and the talent of those around him. And you got asked about that again yesterday, and you said, when we put a play in, if a guy truly has a question about it, you said Vrabel is very big on telling them why. This is why we put this play in. This is why we feel like it works. I thought that was an interesting thing, talking about the why.
Yeah, I think especially when you're talking about the quarterback, they need to know the intent of each play. And so if a certain play is called and they see the premier coverage, they have a good idea of how to best execute that play in order for that play to have success. And conversely, they also need to know when, hey, this isn't the right look, how do I avoid a negative play? And I think that's one of the critical factors to really great quarterback play is in this league is when you get the looks, do you make them pay? And then when you have a bad play, how do you not make it a worse play?
After spending time around Marcus, after watching tape and seeing what you've seen, how much do you think his injury and lack of a full offseason hurt his development last year and caused him to regress, statistically and in other ways on the field?
Well, it's hard for me to sit here and say that he regressed because, it's not like I was sitting here studying years prior. So that's really not for me to, comment on because I really don't know, did he or didn't he? You guys would know better than I would. But I think any time when you look at the off season, especially for for quarterbacks, it's an important part of the process. And the fact that he's been here each and every day and he's been working hard, and I see improvement on a daily basis. So I think he's getting more comfortable with what we're trying to do. And, you know, he is a lot of fun to work with. He's an incredible talent in many ways. And I've said it multiple times, but he's even a better person than he is a player. And that, I think that speaks a lot about him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because you were talking about there's only so much you can learn, right, from watching tape. What have you learned about Marcus being around him in practice situations?
Well, he's incredibly competitive, and he wants it to be perfect all the time. And I think that's the mark of any really true, you know, great competitor, is he's going to challenge himself on every play to be perfect. And if it's not, then he's extremely receptive to coaching, which it makes our job, you know, a heck of a lot more fun as well. So he's just been a pleasure to work with.
Is that one of the bigger challenges as a coach, like trying to figure out, you know, what coachable thing I can do as a coach will work best with this guy's personality type as opposed to this guy's personality type?
Yeah, I think the challenge always as a coach, maybe not so much in terms of, the communication is absolutely critical in the development of an offense between the quarterback and play caller, but also our job as coaches is just really ultimately to find out what these guys do the best and put them in position to be successful.
Matt LaFleur, Titans offensive coordinator, with us on 3HO.
You talked about the running backs. You said, hey, at this point, I consider Derek and Deion 1A and 1B. Do you have a preconceived notion of maybe what you like a dual running back situation to look like as far as snaps or carries? Or is it totally, I'm going to see how they do when the pads come on and let things work themselves out?
Yeah, I definitely think that things will kind of work themselves out. But I think you look at most teams in this league, I mean, it's football's a physical sport, and you know, guys are going to get banged up. So it's definitely best, you look at some of the better running teams in this league, they typically have, you know, more than one guy that they can hand the ball off to, and we feel fortunate to have both those guys.
Did I see you'd spent some time as a math teacher when you were getting started?
Yeah, many moons ago.
what'd you learn from students teaching them math?
I learned that I'd much rather coach football each and every day.
Do you see some of those old students, though, and, you know, a Taylor Lewan or a Marcus Mariota, do they remind you of some of those kids?
You know, I think as I've gotten older, they have. I've tried to stay young, but, you know, as you get older, you realize that you're a little bit more out of the loop than you really thought you were.
Biggest surprise so far working with Mike Vrabel, what would you say?
Biggest surprise. That's a tough question. I don't know, as far as biggest surprise, but I can tell you this, you know, he is extremely, fun to work for, he is an intense guy, and he's going to demand a lot of you. And that goes for really everybody in this organization. So, you know, but he's an excellent leader, one of the best leaders I've been around. I think the players, he's absolutely captivated them, and they believe in his message. And I think I can say that for our whole staff as well. You know, love to follow a guy like this.
Have you ever been around a head coach that liked to jump into the mix and get some reps?
Whack people.
Well, I'm sure he can still hold his own out there too, because I know this. I don't want to mess with him.
You got a whole lot out of Cooper Kupp last year with the Rams. I think Gurley was your leading receiver total in catches, but he was your leading wide receiver in catches last year in Los Angeles. You got Corey Davis, who's got most of a year's worth of experience, Taywan Taylor, who has a year, and you have Tajae Sharpe coming back, who only has a year, missed a year. Is it exciting to have three young guys with different skill sets and different talents that you can, okay, I can mold these guys into my system? I've got them young. I can really turn these guys into great players in my system.
Yeah, and you'll never hear me say my system. This is our system, and really it's a collective unit with all the coaches on our staff. And, yeah, anytime you have good players to work with. It definitely makes your job easier. And, you know, those guys are still learning. They're still progressing, but we're excited about their future and where they can develop.
Obviously, it's early, Matt, but in general terms, what will the principles be of a 2018 Matt LaFleur Titans offense?
In terms of?
Just what the offense might look like.
Yeah, you know, I think first and foremost, you're going to see a bunch of guys. You're going to see all 11 that are out there playing for one another. We want those guys. Whenever I think of our identity, is what does it look like on tape? And we want a guy, a collective group that is out there busting their butt together. And you know, I think on first and second down, and this probably goes for most play callers around the league, we want to be balanced, and we want a strong correlation with our running game and our passing game. And then, you know, there's going to come times on third down or whatever, 2-minute situations where you're going to have to throw the ball, and that's what we're going to try to do, and we're going to try to do it as efficiently as possible.
Get nervous when you see a guy like Deion Lewis maybe being used as a kick returner? Do you go to the special teams guys and go, hey, there are other options. I mean, you know, we need him fresh to run the ball and catch the ball.
Hey, I'm all for it during OTAs. They can do whatever they want.
I got you. Titans offense coordinator Matt LaFleur with us. Matt, we appreciate the time, man. Look forward to getting to know you better, bro.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate it, guys. All right. You guys have a good one.
Appreciate it. There's Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur. Yeah, I meant to say play caller in that. I actually had it written down and just skipped over those words.
That's all right. He knew what you meant. I mean, he's like, well, yeah, I mean, at first as a play caller, he rolled with it.
I mean, think about it. The Rams averaged 14 points per game the year before he and McVay just totally dominated everybody.
Todd Gurley did an interview and said, we have a middle school offense. Do you remember that? That was his quote. He basically said, we have a middle school, not with those guys, with the previous administration.
They were 14 points per game, which was by far the worst in the NFL. Like, next lowest number was 19. And then they go from that to number one in the NFL, almost 30 a game. More than doubled.